This morning, the title of my message, and I don't normally share the title of my message first, but I've been really challenged by Steve and Dan about titles and alliterations and acronyms and all sorts of stuff. And you know what? I've actually got to the place where I think, you know what? It is right. I can help people to understand more clearly by doing the things that they've suggested. They haven't said you must do it. They've said, hey, this would make it better. And so all of us need our hearts open to doing what we do for the Lord better than what we do it at the moment. So I've titled it, "We Are All Called to Maturity in Christ." Every single one of us, we're called to a place of maturity. And that is an ongoing journey. There used to be a Nissan advert that said, "Enjoy the journey." But we've got into the place where we look at the stops on the way more than we look at the journey. And God is wanting us to get into that process and find ourselves closer and closer to Him on a regular basis. So I've got a scripture that I'm not going to read. It's too long and I'll run out of time. But it's Ephesians 4 and verses 11 to 16. And so I'm going to break it up. In verse 13, it says, "Until we reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ." So here we go, Stephen and Dan. The purpose, the goal of maturity, P for purpose, the goal of maturity. What is the goal? We've just read it. It's unity and faith. Guys, the word tells us that where there's unity, God doesn't just give His blessing. He actually commands it. Hey, don't you want to sit under the command of God's blessing? I do. It says a knowledge of Jesus. When Michelle started to sing that song this morning, I just started crying. What a beautiful song. Renee, sorry, I keep on calling her Michelle. There must be like a prophetic thing in that somewhere. What is the word? What does the name Michelle mean? We'll look it up and we'll. Who is like God? And she sang about the cross. Who is like God? Where are you, Michelle? Oh, she gone to do. No, but her name means Michelle. Do you know that? Renee, what is your name? Reborn. You sang the song. Renee. The purpose of maturity, Christ-like maturity. Often we measure ourselves against people in the congregation. Oh, look at him, how well he's doing. Or, yo, he's a wally. He's doing nothing. Have you ever bought those books for your children where they're called Where's Wally? You've got to find Wally amongst all the people. But our comparison needs to be to Christ. Christ-likeness. Verse 14. "Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming." Purpose. Peril. Got it. Peril. Guys in the front, you got peril. Purpose, peril. PP. Alliteration. I was going to say acronym just for so Dan could correct me, but I can't allow that while I'm preaching. So peril, the danger of immaturity. The danger of immaturity. Infants are tossed around by false teaching, deception, emotions. Immaturity speaks of instability. Do you find yourself being tossed around? Or do you find yourself dependent upon God, growing in everything that He has called you to? We cannot stay in a place of immaturity because we put ourselves in peril. We put ourselves in danger. That's why God has established leadership teams in churches, that they can help us Because when you first get saved, if you're not discipled, you are going to stay immature. Because you don't know what this is that you've stepped into. Verse 15 and 16. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of Him who is the head. That is Christ. From Him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. Purpose, peril, process. What? The pathway to maturity. What is this process? It's truth and love and community. Guys, Wednesday night's not there by mistake. But you know what? If you just think it's only Wednesday night, that's also a mistake. You need to be spending time with one another. You need to be speaking to one another in truth. But in truth, in love as well. So many, I spoke the truth, but the person is annihilated and they walk away from the Lord. When you speak truth to someone, please speak it in love. Speak it with, you are more important than me. I'm bringing this word so you can come to maturity. Growth into Christ, the head. We're not growing into other people. We're growing towards Jesus. He's our target. He's the one that we're aiming for. A guy by the name of Will Murray, a friend of mine, he used to say, aim high, go low for the glory of God. Aim high, Jesus, but go low, humility, for the glory of Jesus. Every part doing its work. Man, I was so impressed by the worship group. No, actually, you're the worship group. You know that, eh? By the band. I was so impressed that they one person didn't just do it on their own. They took turns to lead with song. They took turns to lead with instruments. Every person doing their bit. You know what? If you guys didn't come forward and were crazy in love with Jesus and jumping around, I trust you're not jumping around because you've got nothing else to do. Because I wouldn't jump around at the front of a church just for fun. I do it because I believe Jesus wants me to do it. That I'm moving towards that place of maturity and every part does its work. And we need to find that in a healthy, loving church. But guys, you know what? You'll get hurt. You will get hurt. I'm telling you, you will have trouble. I think it was Trev's wife that said, you'll have trouble. You will, sorry, what's Trev's wife? Esther. Oh, born for such a time as this. You will have trouble. But guys, I want to turn you to the eldership. I want to turn you to the deacons. I want to turn you to the comm leaders. I want you to live in their kidneys, as it were. Right over here. Not like Lynn's kidneys, that she has to go to a hospital every now and again and have the stones sorted out. You can see her age. She enjoyed the Rolling Stones. Well, most of you don't even know who I'm talking about. That's okay. So, after the protest, what spiritual growth is not? Pretense. Spiritual growth is not by pretense. It's not measured by time in church. Guys, let me tell you, church is important, home group is important, community is important, but the most important thing is Jesus. It's not growth. It's not measured by the time you spend in church. Not about knowledge alone. Knowledge needs to bring transformation. It can't just be information. It has to be revelation. It has to change your life. It has to change the way that you think. If that's not happening, there was a thing about this morning down in prayer about a caterpillar turning into a butterfly. Do you know that process? I actually preached on it. That process, the hardest place for the caterpillar is when he transforms from caterpillar, he becomes a pupa, and then he eats his way out of that little thing that he's found in and becomes a butterfly. And if you had to see it and you want to try and help him and break it open, what happens is he never learns to fly. He doesn't have the strength. And so he can never be a butterfly. So we need not knowledge, but revelation. We don't want to be weakened by information. When someone reads the scripture, our heart needs to jump. This is the word of God. Not just another book. This is the word of God. Not about gifting. It's about character. Remember, this is under pretense. It's not about gifting. You know what? I've seen the most gifted people, and they can't more move forward into maturity because their character is so bad. Was a huge problem in my life. Was a huge problem in my life, and I didn't even know it was a problem. I was in another movement of churches, and someone has been made elder. And so I came to the guy who led the church, and I said to him, how come I'm not becoming an elder? What's the problem? He said, Roland, you go away. You ask the Lord what is wrong, and then you come and tell me. That was like, oof. Because I knew there was stuff in my life that needed to change. Not about success. Sometimes we put such importance in the fact that we do well in the secular, but even in the church, wow, we're the man of power for the hour. Dan would never let me go for an hour. But he would, and then he'd tell me afterwards. I want to tell you guys, Chad's been away, and these three guys and their wives are an incredible team that you have. I want you to respect them and bless them and honor them. And don't call Steve a snot nurse. I watched Steve lead today, and I thought to myself, that young man has a serious calling on his life. He really has. I watched Nardis lead, and I thought, what are the... And I'm going to watch Dan next week. I'm just keeping him a bit longer. And so I've watched these guys, and man, they are so good at what they do. And it's not because of skills that they've learned in the marketplace. It's because of what Jesus has done in their life. And he's called them to lead. And I'm not prophesying, but I believe these three guys have the ability into the future to lead their own congregations. They can't stay here and be a part of this team forever. They can't. I believe God has got something better and bigger. I'm not saying success, but God has got something better. And so our success is not measured in who we are and what we do. It's measured in Christ-likeness. I see Christ in these guys. I see it. Proofs. Some marks of spiritual maturity. Enthusiasm. Passion for God. This congregation is one of the few that I know where most people come to the front and dance and enjoy themselves. And I want to exhort you guys to continue to do that. To continue to press into what God has for you. Don't let yourself fall into the trap of the more mature you become, the more sedated you become. The only reason I've become more sedated is my body doesn't allow for me to jump around for too long. Just a short while, and then I'll dance around in circles, and then I'll enjoy myself. You know what, guys? If you're not having fun in worship, the word says the joy of the Lord is your strength. There needs to be joy. Joy, how do you remember joy? Jesus or you, which is the priority. Jesus or you. Acronym, Dan. I love having Daniel because you know what? He's done this for a while. When you've led for a while, you get a very thick skin. You have to. Otherwise, you're in big trouble. And then I've always told my leaders, you need to develop slopey shoulders so everything that gets put on you can just flow off you and you don't carry it around. But we need to be those. We need to be enthusiastic, man. We need to be passionate. I don't visit somebody because I have to. I visit them because I want to. And that's how life needs to be. We need to be, I don't like to say doing church, but we need to be involved because we are passionate. We are enthusiastic. Who was the lady up front here today with the long blonde hair? Monica, is she here? Can you stand up, Monica? I can't miss you. Your worship this morning was incredible. I actually thought you were singing over a mic. It was so loud. And I'm not saying that as a bad thing. It was incredible. You know what? God sees you. Even when people don't see you, God sees you. And God is looking at you. And I love that expression that Steve used about the sunflower. That sunflower, it follows the path of the sun as it moves. I believe that's what you're doing. You're following the path of the sun, S-O-N, and not S-U-N. Thanks, Monica. We need to be caring. We need to be strengthening the weak. We need to be binding up the broken, seeking the lost. If you didn't get all that, get the thing afterwards. Kingdom-minded. Are you kingdom-minded? What does it mean to be kingdom-minded? It means there is a king. And we are subjects to the king. We don't tell him what we want to do. He tells what we want, what we must do. We were having a chat about, you know, people have a plan and they ask God to bless it. But you need to go and read, and I know the scripture now because Michelle told me, Ephesians 2:10. God has a plan for you. You get involved in God's plan. Don't ask him to come in. He must do your plan. Faithfulness. Be faithful. Loyal in relationships. Don't speak well of someone to them, and then when they're not around, you speak in a bad way. Be someone who is faithful to your friends. I've got a son who's actually backslidden. He's not serving God. He's busy in the process of getting divorced, and he's moved back into the house with me. But he is one of the most loyal people I know. He is so loyal. I remember they asked me to speak at his wedding. I refused to do his wedding because they wanted the strange New Age type thing, and that's probably why he's where he is today. But I said to them, this is the most loyal man that I know. If you say something and he agrees with it, he'll live and die by that. He will protect you. He will have your back. And I really enjoy the fact that he's got my back because he's 6'3" and he's really big. And so in that aspect, I'm glad he's moved back in home. So I could sell my gun and sell my sword and because we live in Cape Town. Have you seen what's going on in Cape Town? Boom, bang, dead. Perseverance, enduring trials with hope until maturity is complete. One of my favorite scriptures, Romans 5 and verses 3 to 5. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance produces character, and character produces hope. And that increases our faith because it says, Faith is the substance of things hoped for. So a quick illustration. I don't know if I haven't told this one yet. I forgot my glasses at home because I got three sets of glasses just to illustrate the different levels of maturity. The first level is infant. And the sentence you can put with that, and I'll say a few things, is others live to benefit me. Hey, when a baby's hungry, mom and dad and everyone is around, they're ducking for food to give it to them. The only problem is when that baby's getting ready to go to their matric dance, they can't still be wearing a nappy. Walk up to your mom. Check my nappy. Patsy didn't see, otherwise I'd be in trouble. I said, check my nappy. And they can't see what I said over there. That's why. The next level, adolescence. We live to benefit each other. So you invite me for a meal, and then I invite you for a meal. So I'm nice to people that are nice to me. We can't live like that. We can't stay there. We need to get there, first of all, so that you're actually doing some things for some other people that don't benefit you. But we cannot stay in that place where you only do things for people that do things for you. Isn't that right? Adult. This is what you guys need to be striving for. I live to benefit others. Jesus said, go and make disciples. I live to benefit others. Guys, we need to know that. We need to put that into our hearts. And so I'm going to... So the closing challenge for you guys. Are you stable in doctrine? Are you stable or are you unstable? Are you listening to people that you shouldn't listen to? And are you not listening to people you should? Again, I want to come back. You've got elders. You've got deacons. You've got comm leaders. And you know what? You even got saints among you that I know have been in ministry and they carry what God has put into their life through life's experience and God's word. Those people, I also ask you to search them out and ask them, what about this? What about that? Why go off the rails when you've got someone to keep you on the rails? Our life needs to be buried in vision, values, ventures. Vision, values, and ventures. Our vision is to become more like Christ. Our values are the train tracks that take us to Him. And our ventures are the things that we do because we are discipling the nation. Are you becoming more Christ-like in character? Are your leaders saying, follow me as I follow Christ? And if they're not, I'll give you permission to challenge them. I can't follow you because you're not following Christ, but not in a horrible way, in a way that's a challenge. You know what? Leadership is not outside of challenges. I don't like breaking bread. Can I tell you why? I do like it, but I tell you why. When I do the thing about breaking bread, and then I say, if you've got something against someone else, you need to go and sort it out, I'm so scared that I'm going to have a queue of people. I haven't got enough time for all this stuff. But fortunately, it doesn't really happen. But I am like, whoa, who's going to come down this queue? I did have a guy at the eldership time. He came up to me. And he said to me, you know what, Roland, I've been in meetings where I think I could have done better than you. I said, that's great, do it. That's great, do it. So now that young man's leading his own congregation, and he's phoning me, begging and pleading for help. We can't always do it better. We can do it with, but we can't do it better. Are you serving others with your gifts and love? I was just so chuffed this morning when Trev came up and he began to sing in tongues. Do you all know what tongues are, just by the way? I often, when we get a tongue, I just explain to people that's not weird. Because when people speak in Afrikaans, it's like a tongue to me. I need interpretation. But anyway, tongues is something to God, from God. And then the interpretation is to let you know what has happened in that conversation. Don't be put off. Be excited. Be passionate. Be zealous. Say, Lord, next week I want to do that. But at the same time, when you go to the elder and say, I've got this, and he says, no, I don't want you to share. Don't get all uptight. God's put them there for your protection. Not theirs, for your protection. Are you persevering in trials? Are you persevering? Because if you don't persevere, you won't find character. You won't find hope, as we read. And so, yeah, some steps. I thought this was quite cool, but it's not in anything. It's just like the same word. Some steps to spiritual stature. Get planted deep into God's soil. Get protected, guarded from false teaching. Get progressing, growing in truth and love. Get proven, character over gifting. Get persevering, enduring with faith and truth. Yo, Michelle, did you keep up with that? Okay, you can also get the thing after. Actually, I'll give you my notes. If anyone, you know what, sometimes I'll go, oh, you can't. But if you want my notes at the price of a dinner out with me that you pay for, drop me a something with your email address and I'll send it to you. I don't have stuff to hide in my notes. Some people, their notes are so bad, you don't know what's going on. I used to be like that, but since I got you, Dan and Steve sorted me out. So this morning, for me, the most important part of ministry is when people are given the opportunity to respond. People that are coming to maturity are looking for every opportunity to respond. God is a God that wants response. When you sit there with hesitancy, I'm scared someone will see me because I'm a deacon and they can't know. God wants a response. And so when I'm talking of maturity, isn't it? Oh, I can't let them see that I'm not mature. Let me tell you, I'll be at the front of the queue if I wasn't praying. God wants a response from you this morning. He wants you to respond to the thing of, Lord, I want to go grow into Christ-likeness. I can't hang around anymore. I can't hang around anymore. One thing I do want to say for myself, I was quite arrogant in asking why I shouldn't be an elder, but I got saved 1 week. The next week, I got filled with the Holy Spirit, and as soon as it got out of winter, I got baptized. Zach Attack, he wanted to get baptized in the cold. That's why Colin put on a wetsuit, and Bryford. No, I like to call him Bryford. Bray. I know most people as Brayden. He's Bryden. So, yeah. So this morning, if you're feeling, hey, Lord, I'm not where I should be. If I'm not submitted and surrendered to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you're sitting here this morning, maybe people don't know that you've never stepped forward and say, I want to surrender my life to Christ. I don't like to say, who would like to receive? Because I'm not convinced you should receive. I'm convinced you should surrender to the King. So if you're here this morning and you've just received and you've never surrendered, I want you to respond. I'll give you an opportunity now. And if you've repented and made things right with God and you have not found yourself in the place of being filled with the Holy Spirit. Because let me tell you, everyone thinks Acts was the first time they were filled. They were filled when Jesus said to them, I breathe on you. In John, I think it's John 21. And so when they were saved, they actually received the Spirit. but there's a need to be filled with the Spirit. Jesus says, wait until I pour my Spirit out. Wait. You can't do it without me. And the context of that thing is, be my witnesses. Guys, when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, it's not to mess around. It's to get out there and tell people about who you know and why you know and what He can do through you. For me, the best way to preach is just put your testimony together. Forget scriptures and verses and stuff. And say, you know what? God did this in my life. You can't argue with it. He did it in my life. And He can do it in your life. I don't know where the scripture is, but I'll call Steve and he'll tell you. I had the scripture burnt in my head. I was in not in a ministry. I was in something where we used to, what was it called? Kingdom? The first scripture is, all have sinned. Romans 3:23. And fallen short of the glory of God. All have sinned. You might think you're fine, but you're not fine. You have sinned and you've fallen short of the glory of God if you have not surrendered your life to Christ. So that's, just put it out there. And then if you haven't been filled with that Holy Spirit, you're going to struggle to witness. Because it is a bit scary, eh? You think, hey, the Lord's saying to me, I need to speak to that person. You're like, oh, Lord, help me. Start with waiters and waitresses. They always got their name over here. Learn what the name means or ask them. Many of the ladies from Africa, because they're not South African, they have a meaning to their name. The funniest one I ever heard was, God surprised my mother. But find opportunities, guys. And so, when you find those opportunities, when you're full of the Spirit, it will be easier. It will be easier. And then if you haven't been baptized in water, Steve and Dan and Nardis make themselves available. Or even their fathers. You're from November. Hey, Steve, you're a wonderful leader. Eh? But so if you fall into one of those categories today, never surrendered, never been filled with the Holy Spirit, never been baptized. And there's one more category. If you are here today and you're sick physically, I want you to come up. So all those categories, if you fall into one of those, I wonder, I'm not going to ask to put your hand up and put your head down, because Christ actually expects us to make a declaration. And so, if you fall into that, and please, don't let nobody come up. I'll be so disappointed. I'll think that I've wasted the last 40 minutes. If you're wanting to move towards maturity, if you're wanting to become more Christ-like, and that is every one of us, I wonder if you could just come forward today. Just jump up and come forward. Colin, I wonder if you could tinkle the strings for me. Oh, it's normally the piano, tinkle. Yeah. Oh, Renee's there. Okay, there we go. You can come up for prayer, Colin. In the front. There we go. You know what? The guys that are mature, they up front, they first, they know, I need more of you.